6 on the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO. A handful more of text messages coming in, giving me names of stores that don't accept returns after a certain amount of days. And actually, a very short time window, as a matter of fact, on some of them that don't accept gifts or items being returned after 60 or 90 days. And some people saying they won't shop at those stores because of that. But we can get back to that in a moment. And right now I want to bring in somebody who we've really had on the program a lot the last 3 years, because his city, Frisco, Texas, has become a home away from home for thousands of Bison fans and indeed the North Dakota State football team itself. He is the mayor of Frisco, Texas. His name is Mayor Mazzo, and he joins us for, about the 37th time on the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Mayor. How are you?
Mike, I'm doing great. You sure have a way to introduce somebody.
You know, I mean, you and I have kind of become like Twitter buddies and texting buddies because we've been communicating so much the last 3 years. It's been kind of fun.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, the relationships are great. It's been a lot of fun. And, you know, I kind of joke around that we have a new sister city up in Fargo. It's just an amazing thing to watch.
So is the city of Frisco ready? Because I think that if you saw a lot of people from North Dakota and Western Minnesota coming down to Texas last year, I think, Mayor, there's going to be even more this year because people see this as kind of the last hurrah for this group of seniors. There might be 20,000 Bison fans heading your way in a couple of weeks. Are you ready?
You know, I keep hearing that, and I used to say we're always ready for the championship game before the first time the Bison made it down. Now I don't say that anymore. Now I say we're the most ready we've ever been. Now, y'all throw us new curves every year with the number of fans that come down. But we think we are. We think we're going to show everybody a great time again. And actually what ends up happening is throughout the year, your fans communicate with me. We have several on there that tweet and send me emails. And, you know, for example, yesterday I got a reminder that we need a few more porta potties. We did better last year than the first year, but we still need a little more. So we'll work on that.
And we appreciate that because Bison fans, as you may have picked up, they like to enjoy themselves when they're away from Fargo down in Texas. And that means they need more porta potties for various reasons. So we're very happy that you're willing to do that. What other things do you have planned? What other changes do you have planned that Bison fans need to know about as they plan their trip down to Texas?
Well, you know, I think you all are very experienced in this, and just because from that experience, I think the fans will be even more prepared. So that in itself will really, it'll be a great time down here. We learn from you, and just you all having a great time, we enjoy. But basically, not a whole lot of change. The city is still one of the fast-growing cities in the country. We added about 2,500 new homes since you were here last.
Jeez.
And so yeah, a lot of new businesses, a lot of new retailers. I think, you know, the ones that made it down here know it's a shopping mecca. And, of course, since we spoke last, the Dallas Cowboys announced we're their new home. And so there'll be a new stadium being built for them. Actually, it's a multi-use facility for the city, and the Cowboys will do the practice facility in it. But in the end, you'll be staying at the Westin Hotel like last year. I believe your association is doing the pre-evening at the Rough Rider Stadium.
Yep, the pep rally.
And I hope I get an invitation like last year because I had a great time. So let's make sure everybody knows that I'm free that night.
Well, at least you're not obvious about it. At least you're subtle when begging for an invitation. We appreciate that quality here in North Dakota. Frisco Mayor Mazzo, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. How bad were you rooting for North Dakota State throughout these playoffs? Be honest, because if Eastern Washington or New Hampshire would have made it to the final game, Mayor, you would have had about 1,000 people in Texas, not 20,000. How much green and yellow did you have on the last couple of weeks?
You know, my daughter has one of your shirts, and she's not shy about wearing it around town. And, you know, I visited Fargo about 4 or 5 months ago, and it felt like I was home because usually when I go somewhere out of state, most people don't know where Frisco is. So they, you know, I tell them I'm from Frisco. They say, "Where's that at?" I didn't have that problem up there. In fact, I was seeing Frisco in your department store's windows on shirts, and, you know, it was great. But in the end, you guys scared the living daylights out of me. The first 7 points, I'm thinking, oh, no. Yeah, you have a fan. I think, you know, you'll be my adopted team from here on in. It's been fun to watch the games. And more importantly, you all support the team. And I think that's a big reason why they're so successful. There's a lot of support, a lot of passion, and the whole community gets behind it. And that's refreshing. And we always, always enjoy that. So, yes, you are a favorite of mine. I do want you back. You are back, and we're excited about it.
Did we ever find out why you were in Fargo 4 or 5 months ago? Because the last time I had you on the program, we were talking about the Dallas Cowboys making the announcement that they were going to have their headquarters or their stadium, their practice facilities in Frisco. And you kind of mentioned on the sly that you would come up to Fargo incognito, and you never would tell me why. Can you tell us now why you were in Fargo 4 or 5 months ago? Was it a big deal? Was it a big thing that we need to know about, or what was it all about?
Well, I still can't tell you, but you know, you have a quality organization up there. That, you know, there's a quality organization you like up there. We would love to have down here, and frankly, yeah, they're not going anywhere. So you're not like we're taking them from you. So don't worry about that. But you know, we identified a good organization, great employees, and you know, good services that is a fit for us. And it's not about money. It's frankly, Frisco is very successful, as you know, in sales and retail. But we always look for quality organizations to have down here. And that's about all I'm going to say, Mike.
Oh, okay, no, fair enough. I'm thinking, are you trying to steal Microsoft from us? Are you trying to steal what business are you trying to take away from us here? You need to be careful.
It's definitely not taking a business away. That I can tell you.
Okay.
It's a business that expands all over the country, and that's it.
Okay, no, and that's fair enough. That's fair enough. Anything else you need to get out there? Any information about your city that you need to get out there, Mayor, before people start heading down? I know it's still a few days away before people are going to start driving or flying down, but where should people go if they want to find out more about Frisco? Where can they find the new businesses, the new restaurants? Where can people find out?
Sure. Well, first, you know, Visitfrisco.com. Visitfrisco.com is the CVB website. A lot of connections there. And, of course, Frisco, Texas. Texas is spelled out. .gov is the city website. But, you know, what I would just tell them is we're working really hard on the weather. We want, you know, I know y'all are used to cold weather, but we don't want what we had here a few weeks ago. Right now, it's a beautiful, sunny, last time I checked the weather, it's probably about 50 degrees down here right now.
Do you know what the temperature was this morning in Fargo? Take a guess at what the temperature was this morning.
Cold?
Well, yeah, but give me just take a wild guess at a number.
I didn't look at the weather, but look at Fargo this time of year, 7 degrees?
It was minus 19 this morning. Negative
no
19.
Way.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. Minus 19.
I promise you're going to have better weather when you come down here.
Well, there'd be something wrong if you didn't. I know that. Gosh.
So my daughter's listening to this, and her face has a pained look on it. But, you know, just to have everybody come down, enjoy themselves. Rough Rider Stadium is going to be great. We, you know, the tickets, I think you all bought. We sold out early on in July, but they're releasing a lot of tickets to the schools. My guess is, and this is very unofficial, that some more tickets may be released by the NCAA after the schools have taken their pick. I'm hoping that's the case. Because I've already received a couple of emails from residents up there seeing if I can hook them up. I'm not a ticket broker, folks. I'm not a ticket broker. I know I feel like it this time of year. But
all right. Mayor, thank you as always. Thanks for coming on. And I'm going to be heading down to Frisco to do my show from down there on the Thursday and Friday before the game. And hopefully you can carve time out in your schedule. I've already made the official request to you and your assistants, if you can come on my program maybe on the Friday before, but hopefully
I'll make sure we do that. I'm honored to do it, and I know on behalf of our city, the Frisco CVB, the Southland Conference, which we're part of down here, FC Dallas and the Hunt Sports Group, you know, everybody's on board. We work as a team, and we're excited. And if you haven't heard, by the way, y'all are part of this, but we just landed the NCAA Division II basketball championship.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, so we're, you know, they're going to be playing in Frisco in 2016, I believe.
Congratulations. You're a happening city.
Well, we're enjoying it. So we just hope we keep seeing you down here.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. Appreciate it. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Mike, thank you.
Yep, you bet. Mayor Mazzo, he is the mayor of Frisco, Texas.